Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 6 years of existence in 2023. On this day, August 13, 1897, the harshness of the judicial system in post-emancipation Barbados was emphasized as the courts handed down varying sentences for what would be considered petty crime in this era. According to a publication of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter the following day, the Junior Police Magistrates Court heard a case of larceny of mutton against Donald Moore. The article indicated that Mr. Moore was, quote, charged by Mr. L.H.W. Mann with the larceny on the 12th of 3.5 pounds of mutton suet of the value of 1 shilling and 9 pence, the property of the complainant, end quote. Mr. Moore, who was employed by the complainant as a porter, was observed on Middle Street with a paper parcel in his hand conversing with a cake woman. The defendant reportedly told his employer that the parcel contained a small portion of suet, which is a type of hard fat used in dishes such as puddings. Moore also claimed that the parcel had been given to him by the clerk, Mr. Goddard, who later denied this. Thus, Donald Moore was found guilty of larceny. No bail was offered, and he was remanded pending consultation of his prison record. In addition, the paper informed readers that the senior police magistrate had convicted a young boy, Henry Critchlow, and confined him to Dodd's Reformatory for 4 years. It was reported that the boy had stolen 1/4 pound of black tea from the shop of G.R. Moore on the 6th and was later arrested and taken before the court where his fate was decided. Added to this, the article stated that on the previous day, the senior police magistrate, Mr. R.H. King, had charged another young boy, Samuel Small, with larceny. The boy had allegedly stolen, quote, sugar of the value of 1 penny from a hogshead lying in Parry Street, the property of Messrs. Da Costa and Company, end quote. The boy was found guilty of the crime, convicted, and sentenced to receive 12 stripes with a tamarind rod. Another article in the publication carried the headline, quote, imprisoned for using indecent language, end quote. The story following explained that David Nathaniel Davis was found guilty of using indecent language while on Settle Street. Therefore, the senior police magistrate sentenced Mr. Davis to 14 days with hard labor for that offense. A carter also felt the force of the law when, according to the paper, he was ordered by the senior police magistrate to pay a fine of 20 pounds, an exorbitant amount of money in that day, for torturing a horse by working it whilst in an emaciated condition. In this modern era, and after several criminal justice reforms, crimes such as those mentioned in this publication would not carry such stiff penalties. But on this day, August 13, 1897, the courts in Barbados handed down several harsh sentences for petty crime.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.